Okay, and how about this part?
Ankle. The toes.
Okay, the foot. Pardon me?
The foot.
And two?
2 feet.
Oh, okay. And let's see. If the if it were
go ahead.
20 minutes ago, what time was it?
Oh, it was 20 minutes to 6. Well, no.
Oh, okay. 20 minutes ago.
You want to know how much, what it was then?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was 20 minutes ago, it was 6 o'clock. No, it's 5 after 6. Now, it would have been 20 minutes to 6.
Okay, and if it were 5 minutes later than that?
Well, it'd be 5 minutes after 6. I reckon, I don't know. I know how to count it for myself.
What I was wondering is, would you say, if it were 15 minutes before, would you say it's 15 to, or quarter to, or quarter to?
I'd say, what's quarter to 6?
Quarter to?
Mm-hmm. So if it's 15 minutes to 6, I'd say sometimes quarter to 6.
Okay. And, you know, sometimes when people are building things, they have a something like this with a board here, and then they put the board that they're sawing on, they rest it just like that. Do you know what this is called? Does it have a special name?
Let me see how you
did it.
Oh.
It has supports like that, mm-hmm. and then a board, and you lay the board that you're sawing right there.
Well, I don't know what that's called.
Sometimes for church suppers, they people put boards on outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, set them up on these things.
Table, would you call it? No, that wouldn't be for the luncheon or anything like that. That'd be the billboard. Is that what you call it?
Well, would you ever call it a sawhorse or a jack or a sawbuck or trestle? Or?
Yes, you could call it a sawhorse. I reckon that's what country people used to call it.
And another kind of support that's kind of the same, but a little bit different. If you have a support like this, and then one like this here, and you put a log down between the cross pieces,
mm-hmm.
do you know what that kind of a support
is called? I've seen those things, but I don't know what they're called.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you put a baby in if you want to take it for a walk?
Stroller.
Okay, how about
carriage.
Something? That's what I was thinking of. And if you wanted to take the baby for a walk in the carriage, you'd say you're going to what the carriage?
Oh, roll it.
Okay. And suppose you had a field like this, and a man's down here, and he wants to get over here. Well, he's too lazy to go this way, so he goes like that. What's that called?
Well, he would climb it, wouldn't he?
He can, there's no fence,
uh-huh.
he can just walk
uh-huh.
all over the field. But he doesn't want to go this way, so he goes that way.
Well, he'd go across, would he?
Okay. And suppose this time we had two streets. Oops, that's a street.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a street. And there's a house here and a house here. What relationship do these houses have?
Well, you would to get from one to the other, you would have to have a, you'd have to go across that street to get to them, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. So would you say they're catty-cornered, or are they just crossways, or?
Well, if one's on that side and one over here, they're across, I would call it, across
okay.
the street. I don't know.
Suppose you've still got this house, and you've got a house over here now. What about these two?
Well, that would be, can't see well in
there. Oh, I'm sorry.
You just have to tell me. It would be a crosswalk, wouldn't it? A cross to get from here over there if it's in the corner.
Would you ever say they were catty-cornered or anagonic?
Yes, catty-cornered. That's our old custom.
Okay, well, that's all of the questions. I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about this area. We went through it this morning and didn't have a chance to see much.
Well, When we moved here, why do you want this on the...
Oh, it's just, that won't matter.
Well, I didn't want to put what I said on that record, though.